So, in the case of ghosts, which soul will control the body? How can it be explained? What is the behavior of the body having two souls in a single body? Is it possible? Answer: there is not just one soul in the body, there are innumerable souls in the body. How is that? There are many germs in the body, and each of those germs is also a soul with its own body. But when we talk about a specific case of possession, possession means that there is a soul comes into the body which does not have its own body. So all those germs, they are souls, but those are souls with their own bodies. Whereas when a ghost comes into the body, the ghost possesses or takes over that body. Now, how can there be two souls in one body? Or which soul will control? Normally, most people feel ghosts to be very frightening creatures. Now, sometimes in movies they may show that suddenly the door opens and nobody's there, or suddenly the windows start knocking, or suddenly people hear some eerie sounds, and it creates a scary sort of situation. So, ghosts are often depicted as frightening creatures. And yes, they can be frightening, but also ghosts are not just frightening creatures. They are also frustrated creatures. Why are ghosts frustrated? Because they don't have bodies with which they can function in the world. Imagine if in your home there is a big festival, and in that there is a big celebration, and there's a big feast. And at that time, your stomach gets severely upset. So everybody else is eating a feast and you have to eat soup. You'll be miserable. So the situation of ghosts is like that. Now they have the subtle body, the mind, which has desires in it. And those desires do act. Those desires do influence others. That means that those desires actually they have those desires, they want to fulfill those desires, but they have no capacity to fulfill those desires because they don't have a tongue with which to eat. So when they are so frustrated, in their frustration, they may sometimes try some drastic means by which to fulfill their desires. And some such drastic mean is possessing some other body. So now souls live in tamoguna, sorry, ghosts. Ghosts flourish in tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. And then if some people are living tamasically, they have a lot of intoxication, they live very unclean, lives steeped in ignorance, then they make themselves vulnerable to attacks by the ghosts. And when they are attacked by ghosts, then the ghosts possess them and use their body to fulfill their own desires. So, a ghost may enter a particular person because that person wants to eat something or enjoy something or communicate something or do something, and that person uses the ghost's body. So, the ghost uses that person's body to do its activity. And after doing that activity, the ghost will itself go away. So, yes, because ghosts have power in Tamoguna, and souls who live in Tamoguna, they make themselves sometimes vulnerable to attack by ghosts. That's how ghosts can enter into a body and take control of that body and act accordingly, and make that body act according to their own will instead of the will of the original person, whose body it is. And when the ghosts are able to fulfill their desire, or when some other special experts come and exorcise those ghosts, exorcise means drive away the ghosts, then that time the ghosts go away, and the normal person or the soul in the body gains control, and then that person starts behaving normally.